You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is September 1st, 2008, and today's devotional is entitled Unanswered Prayers. Today's scripture verse comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Have you ever gone to God with a problem you may have had, or gone to God in prayer to ask for something you may have desired at a particular point in time? I'm pretty sure most, if not all, Christians have at some point. What do we do afterwards? We wait. We wait to see if God has heard our prayer and has therefore answered it. But sometimes nothing happens. Our problem is still there. What we desire still remains a figment of our imagination. Now, usually, when we find ourselves dealing with a prayer left unanswered, we start to question God, and sometimes we find ourselves getting angry with God. God is always, always willing and able to answer our prayers. Today's scripture verse tells us, whatever things we ask in prayer, believing, we will receive. What a tremendous promise this is. In the book of Mark lies a parable about a man with leprosy that touches on willingness and ability. Mark chapter 1, verses 40 and 41 read, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Mark chapter 9, verses 22 through 23 goes on to say, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. We should know in our minds, when we pray, that God's power and God's love is infinite, never ending, and has no limits. However, in our hearts, we question both, especially when our prayers go unanswered. To the leper who said, if you are willing, Jesus affirmed his willingness. To the Father who said, if you can, Jesus affirmed his power, even more profoundly when it was initiated by faith. There are some people out there who say that at times God is either able to help and not willing, or willing to help and not able. But the problem is not with God's power nor his love. The problem is with us, with our faith. You see, God is a good father. He never allows us to have anything that would harm us, no matter how much we may demand it. And for this reason, sometimes a prayer may go unanswered. But as our faith grows, we begin to ask for things that benefit God's kingdom instead of fulfilling our greed. The more we know God, the more we pray in His will, and the more God will answer our prayers with a yes. Usually, when God doesn't solve a problem as we would like Him to, even more so a problem that has troubled us greatly, we are tempted to think either He can't or He doesn't care. All the while, Jesus' response tells us to look within, to look at our hearts, to look at our faith. A prayer that goes unanswered is a call to come closer to God, to look deeper at our faith, to know God better, to seek God's will more diligently. Are you asking for the right things, and do you have the faith to believe God will provide them? When you do, you will receive your answer, and both you and the Lord will be blessed. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualeyesministry.com. Also, feel free to check out my husband's podcast, Spiritual Eyes Ministry Bible Study Podcast, at spiritualeyes.podomatic.com. If you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritual Eyes Ministry devotional podcast phone line at area code 206-203-1004. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.